Hey, this is Travis Bennett, the pastor here at Arena of Life Church, and I just want to welcome you to our podcast. I pray this builds your faith, encourages you, and brings you to newer levels in Christ. Enjoy the message.
Amen. Amen. Well, look at your neighbor and say, I'm so glad you came to church today. Amen. Look at your other neighbor and say, you were my second choice, but I'm still glad you came. All right. Well, amen. Well, I just want to tell you, you may be seated this morning. I can't think of a better day to be in the house of the Lord than on October the 31st. And, you know, we, over the last couple of days in the morning, if you've been on there, I've been talking about Halloween and what it means. But tonight, we're not going to celebrate Halloween. We're going to celebrate the fall. And you know what we do when we celebrate the fall? Why would you celebrate the fall? Because the fall is the time of the year where a harvest comes in. And how many of y'all know we should celebrate that God's bringing a harvest? Come on, God's bringing a harvest in your finances. God's bringing a harvest of souls. God's bringing a harvest back into America. Can I get an agreement with you guys this morning that harvest is coming? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, if you haven't been here, I've been in a series called Unafraid and Smear the Fear. And man, the Lord's just really showed me some things. Come on, raise your hand if the Lord's really put on your heart of some things to combat fear in your life. Amen. Well, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about power. Or actually, the last couple of months, actually, haven't I, Addison? Power. When you speak the word, dynamite comes out your mouth. And we've been talking about power, and this power that comes, as we talked about, there's power in the blood. And I'm so thankful that they sang about the blood of Jesus this morning, especially on October the 31st, where Satanists today, I don't know if you know this, but Satanists believe today, and devil worshipers believe that from October the 13th to October the 31st, they believe it's in preparation all to the 31st where the veil between the living and the dead is the thinnest. And the more sacrifice and blood that's poured out, you can communicate with the dead. But I don't know about you, there's only one person that was dead that's now alive that I want to communicate with, and it's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there is power in the blood. Come on, there's power in the blood. How many of y'all believe there's power in the blood? That his strength flows into our weakness. And I'm so thankful for the blood from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, how he paints the picture of that the innocent would die for the guilty, and he sent his only begotten son in the world for us to save us, to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, there's so many people that's living under anxiety because of the things that they're done. But when you begin to put them under the blood, you don't have to live in fear of what you've done 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago. You don't have to live in shame, guilt, and condemnation, which is all reflection of fear anyway, because we put it under the blood. Amen? We talked about the power of the name of Jesus, that at his name every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You look throughout scripture, there is a name for whatever thing that you're going through. And I'm telling you, the name of Jesus will work if you just work it. Come on. Amen. We call out to lots of other things. We've been calling out to politicians and doctors and nurses. It's time to start calling upon the name of the Lord. And so, We talked about power in the blood, power in the name, power in the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And when you begin to get the word on the inside of you, I'm telling you, you will feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof. You say, you know what his word says? The world says lack, but my Bible says that he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The world will tell you that you're going to be sick, or someone in your family is going to be sick. But my Bible says that he took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. I can put it under the word, and let's speak the word. Rather than speaking the things that we mess up and say from time to time, it's time to start saying, speaking the word. Amen. We talked about the power of praise. The Bible says in Psalms 150, it says, praise the Lord. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for the things that he's done. I've noticed in my life, it's easy for me to complain, it's easy for me to talk about the things that haven't happened, but when I begin to praise and talk about the things that have already happened and are going to happen, it reminds me that if he did it then, he'll do it today. I'm telling you, let the praise continually be on our lips. Defeat, lots of times, wants to be on our lips. Shame, guilt, all those voices of the enemy. It's easy to talk about those things. It's time to start talking about things that are praiseworthy and things that are of a good report, as the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4. Amen? Let's talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts 1:8 to the early church, he said, "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." And the book of Acts is filled from Acts 1 all the way to the end of how when the Holy Spirit came into that upper room, they went in from city to city, house to house, come on, synagogue to synagogue, because of the power of the Holy Spirit. They didn't separate 6 feet. They got together and conquered some devils. Amen? I'm telling you, fear has to go when the Holy Spirit gets on the inside of you. The last one I talked about was the power of prayer. Amen. The Bible tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. In fact, the Bible says that with prayer and supplication, make your request be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So there's power. How many of y'all know the blood will work if you just work it? Amen. Come on, prayer will work if you just work it. Amen. How many of y'all believe that this morning? I'm telling you, the name of Jesus will work if you just work it. And so I go over those every week because we need to work it. And last week we talked about love. The Bible tells us that the lawyer comes to Jesus and says, "What's the greatest commandment?" And he said, "You know what it is. Love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And if you do that, it'll be easy for you to do the second one, which is love your neighbor as you love yourself." How many of you know you're going to have a hard time loving your wife if you don't first love the Lord? You're going to have a hard time loving your daughter if you don't first love the Lord. He has perfect love on the inside of him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, it's not envious, it's not boastful, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. It says in verse 13, it says faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. We've got to love. And when we love the Lord and do the thing that we can do, we don't have to worry about all the things that we can't do. Can I say that again? When we worry about the thing that we can do, we don't have to worry about all the things that we can't do. Because in the love of God, I'm telling you, talking about fear, I meant to share this last week in 1 John chapter 4, I think it's verse 18. It says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect fear, love casteth out fear. Because fear hath no torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love." And so we learned that power combats fear, love combats fear. Today, I'm going to be wrapping this series up with a sound mind. Are you ready? I was going to continue in love, but I got to wrap this up sometime because the Lord's put some other things in my heart. Otherwise, I'd preach fear till 2024, but whatever. A sound mind. You ready? A sound mind in the Greek means sophrenio, and it means this: a mind that's delivered, rescued, revived, salvaged, and protected. It is now a mind that is safe and secure. How many of y'all know that from the very beginning of us talking about fear, we've talked about it in the aspect that it starts here? How many of y'all know fear starts inside of your mind? You can either talk yourself into something or you can talk yourself out of something. I love the story of Paul before the King of Agrippa, where he has hair missing, I'm sure. He had been stoned, and not from Colorado. Sorry. I can say that too, because I lived there a long time. Not that kind of stone. He had pelted all over him. He was messed up. He had been snake bit, all these things, right? And he's before the King of Agrippa, and he says, "Do you have any famous last words?" And he says, "I think myself happy." You know, thinking about the word sound, obviously, as, you know, living in the Western life for several years, for a long time, is I think of a horse that is sound. A horse that is not sound shows something on the outside that something's going on the inside. And so lots of times you show me somebody, I'll put it like this. Like when I go to the vet, we first figure out which limb he's limping from. Now it may be in the foot, it may be in the knee, it may be in his back, it may be in his shoulder, but we're trying to pinpoint where he is because he is showing us sounds or signs that he is not sound in his travel. You know, just like people over on the boulevard and places that you go throughout life and you see those people that for many years they've been on drugs, they are showing you signs on the outside of what's happened really on the inside. And can I tell you, it's because of what happened first inside of their head. They begin to think thoughts, and those thoughts became life to them, and they begin to live those thoughts. And still today, they were enslaved to the thinking of what they first started out with. You know, you might have heaven inside of your heart, but if you still have hell inside of your mind, you're going to have hell on earth. I'm going to say that again. You may have heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thought of that just now. You may have heaven all inside of your heart, but if you still have hell inside of your mind, you're still going to have hell on earth. You've got to renew it by the renewing of your mind. Can I get an amen out there? I'm thinking about a horse that one time came to the vet clinic that he was really messed up in a front right foot. And for months, he had an abscess, crushed heels, all kinds of different stuff. We finally got this horse fixed, took x-rays, and the doctor said he should be healed. I don't know why he's limping. Maybe he's still limping because he thinks he's still hurting this leg. And so the vet said, could you put some kind of contraption on the other foot that would make him put pressure on that one? So we made this ball. We had a regular steel shoe and begin to build this wall or ball in metal that it would make him uncomfortable and have to put weight on the foot that was healed. Took 3 days. They brought him back and he put pressure on it. See, he wasn't putting pressure on it because he thought he was still lame in that foot. You know, I see believers out there that they don't realize they're free. They just have to start thinking that they're free. See, I think about stories like, I think about Naaman in the Bible in 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 5, where he wants to go to the prophet, and he is a leader. He's won many battles, but he had leprosy. He had an ailment that stopped him in his life, and so he goes to Israel. Remember the orphan girl says, hey, there's a man in Israel. You got to go see him. He's a stud. His name's Elijah. He doesn't say his name, but they go before the king. Then they go before the prophet Elijah, and when they go before him, he sends out Gehazi. Where the Bible doesn't say Gehazi, I'm sure it was, but he sends out a messenger and said, the prophet said, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. The very next scripture says this, he thought to himself, at least I'm a big enough man that you wouldn't send me the messenger and send the prophet himself. And because he thought to himself, he still stayed bound to the sickness because he wasn't obedient to what the messenger had to do. I'm here to tell you, I see believers all the time. They're free in their heart, but they're not free in their mind. You got to start thinking free inside of your mind. You can't just think that it's just going to go away. You've got to take authority over your mind. Scripture is full of it. I'm telling you, I see people, they would live in victory. Mamas would live in victory. Young men, young women would live in victory. Dads would live in victory if they just start thinking victory. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So, I have so much on my heart that I could just share for an hour and 45 minutes this morning. But the Bible says this let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 3, it says, y'all are going to have to listen fast because I'm going to be talking fast. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I mean, y'all know we need to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why tonight, that's what we're going to do. Rather than celebrating the day of the dead, we're going to celebrate the day of the living. Come on and celebrate life. In verse 4, it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the what? Y'all pay attention now. You got it up there? It says, oh, you're in New King James. I'm in like the real Bible, the King James right now. in whom the gods of this world, now let me point this out, the gods of this world, this is the enemy, this is Satan. This word world here is cosmos. It's a system found in particular part political systems. Hello. How many of y'all know the God of this world is in the political system of today? I mean, it is illogical to think to give illegal immigrants $450,000 when we work our butts off. Moving on. If you don't believe me, just go talk to my Uncle Van over here. He'll fire you up. World. World is this. It's fashion. It's society. It's a circle of friends. It's a sphere of where you live and you have influence. So he's talking about the God of this world. He is the God of the fashion, the God of society, the God of the circle of friends of where you hang. Are you seeing that? He's the God of the culture that you're living inside of. From whom the God of this world, which is Satan, hath blinded the what? Minds. Has blinded the what? Has blinded the what? Minds. He doesn't say eyes. He doesn't say anything else. He says the minds. How does the enemy work? He gets inside of your head. Let's look at another scripture in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Can we just rejoice today on 2021, October the 31st? How many of y'all is happy to be in the house of the Lord? Come on. Amen. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God. You can either have fear or you can have peace, but how do we have peace? Which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what? Minds. Keep your hearts and what? Minds. Keep your hearts and what? Minds through Christ Jesus. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He's saying this is how you're going to have rejoicing in your life. You're going to have to think on things that are true. How many of y'all know there's a lot of false things out there? We got to think on things. You know, I may not know what's true in Washington today, but what I do know is true is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know what is true, that he would grant unto me by his rich treasure and glory, strengthen me, reinforce me with might to my inner man, the Holy Spirit himself, to my inmost being and personality. I do know that it's true that he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know that it's true that I am the healed of the Lord. I know that it's true that the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. I know these are true. I know that those are facts, but this is faith that's building me up. We have enough negativity in the world. We might as well get some right things thinking inside of our forehead. Amen? Aunt Dawn, am I talking too fast? All right. It says, so how are you going to rejoice? You're going to rejoice when you think on things that are honest. And when you're honest, see, people live in fear because they weren't truthful the first time. If they just begin to be truthful the first time, they don't have to live in fear of cleaning up the lie from the time before and the time before that. Think about things that are just. Think about things that are pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. He said, think on these things, and I'm telling you, you'll live a life that is rejoicing. Let's not get caught up in the gossip. Let's not get caught up in the things of this world. What does he say in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1? He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. There's that world again. But be transformed by the renewing of your what? By the renewing of your? By the renewing of your mind. And that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what I see here? I see bodies and I see minds. Can I tell you, wherever the head goes, the body follows? Say that again. I learned this in wrestling. Richard will tell you the same thing. Wherever the head goes, what? The body follows. You know, in wrestling, I go with my boys on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights. They wrestle over here in the Grip Building. The Randall Wrestling Program, they They rent out the gym, and I think it's a great deal. They have opened the door for us to get into Randall, not only in the club, but in the high school, to share the gospel at least once, twice a month. Praise the Lord. But one of the things that them coaches always say, get your head up. Get your head up. Get your head up. You see in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it not only talks about the body. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to present your body holy, you first got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind. Because where the head goes, the body follows. You know those people that do this? What's happening? Their shoulders and their body is a reflection of where their head is. I have a hard time pulling my head all the way up and keep my shoulders the same way. But when I pull my head up, my shoulders come up. Are you getting it? In a wrestling match, these boys, they will begin to lose if their head is ever down. That's why they say, no matter what, and I'm telling you, there's some of them guys, they have elbows, they have chins square in the back of their head. But that one on the bottom knows, if I get my head down, I'm going to lose. Can I tell you as believers, if you get your head down, you're going to lose. I'm going to say it just plainly. Here's a word of encouragement. Anytime in finances that it gets your head down, get ready to be even more broker. In your sickness, it's easy real quick. I'm telling you, I've dealt with a lot of people through COVID and all this garbage. The ones who keep their head up, they live in victory. They live in victory. But when you get your head down, your body follows. And you've got to learn to keep your head up. You know, birds will fly over your head all day long, but just don't let them build a nest inside of there. Come on. Addison, I'm spitting wisdom this morning. You ought to be writing these things down. How many of y'all know that? All day long, you have goofy things that come. They come and go. You hear of somebody that's sick, you already have them in the grave and you're preaching a funeral. Don't let them build a nest inside of your head. It's one thing for them to come, but don't let them stay there. Begin to speak the word. Plead the blood. Remind yourself of the time that he was there, he's still going to be there today. Come on, how many of y'all getting some out of this morning? I could stay there a little longer, but I want to go to this verse right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. And if you don't know this scripture, I'm telling you, you're looking for your next tattoo. This is the one. Are you ready? Especially in today's world that we live in. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and those of you that have heard the study on the Corinthians and the church at Corinth, in the city of where they dwelt, in the mornings, if you're not on in the mornings from 6:30, I talk about a lot of this history and stuff. From 6:30 to 7, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And I've talked a lot about Corinth, and it opens the scripture so much more, doesn't it not? When you know where they're coming from. But it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know what we need to do? We need to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. You know, every thought inside of your family, every thought inside of your health, every part of you, because we know this, where the head goes, the body follows. And so he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He's talking about what weapons? He's talking about Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to fight or stand up against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers over darkness, wickedness in high places. He begins to talk about how you'll begin to stand is by putting on these weapons. The helmet of salvation. I'm telling you, how many of y'all know if you ain't got salvation, that's the first step in becoming free is getting saved. Amen. Helmet of salvation. It talks about the belt of truth. It talks about the breastplate of righteousness. It talks about, above all else, the shield of faith, shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the lance of prayer. We need to have prayer on the inside of us. But he's saying those things are not carnal. Carnal is this word. or the weapons of our warfare. Listen to this. This word warfare, it's a word for a well-planned strategic attack, which depicts strategic warfare, includes a line of attack. It's the methods be used in an attack and the route chosen to carry out the debilitating, is that it? That's what it says, but I can't say it. Assault. You know what that tells me? That we've got to have a plan of attack inside of our head. How many of y'all know the enemy? I just shared that scripture from Ephesians chapter 6. Principalities, powers, rulers over darkness. All of those are military words of that they don't just sit around and wait for war to happen. That means they are making plans inside the barracks to go out to war. You know what you've got to do as believers? You've got to make a plan right now. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. How many of y'all, yesterday's too late. You've got to make a plan right now at 9:59 that I'm going to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to do it at 10. I'm going to do it at 10:01. I'm going to do it at 10:02. Every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so it says, are not carnal. This word carnal is fleshly. It's supernatural. It's natural. It's whatever is derived from the fleshly, natural, material worlds. It says, but mighty through God. How many of y'all know mighty means a powerful word? This word strongholds. He says, pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds, it means this. It means fortress. It means castle, citadel. Pictures a stronghold with walls fortified to keep outsiders on the outside. It means a dreadful prison constructed deep inside of a fortress that was intended to prevent a hostage or prisoner from escaping. A place of arrest, captivity, confinement, detention, imprisonment, or incarceration. How many of y'all know we can have strongholds inside of the mind? And according to this stronghold, it's like a castle. And a castle always has a king. And the king is not the king of kings, it's the god of this world. When it's inside of our head. I mean, I'll believe that. And so, because there's many times where I've shared the word with somebody, I've prayed with somebody, but yet they are still under the tyranny of a fortified castle inside of them. I can prove to them that it's wrong. I can show them that it's wrong, but it's a stronghold because it's a built-up wall. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, it ain't gonna work. I don't care how many ways you show me that I shouldn't marry this person, I'm still going to do it anyway. Right? I don't care how many times you tell me this is a dumb financial decision, this is crazy, I'm still going to do it anyway. It's a stronghold. It's a castle that's built up inside of there. But how do y'all think we can come against it? It says casting down. Pulling down is the same thing. It means to take down, to disassemble, if needed, bit by bit. That means you're going to have to talk yourself into it not only on Monday, you're going to have to talk yourself into it on Tuesday, you're going to have to talk yourself into it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every minute of every day. You're going to have to take those thoughts captive. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Lack has no place inside of me. Let the weak say, I am strong. Come on, let's think ourselves happy. Amen? And so we're going to pull him down. He says, anything that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God. Well, the knowledge of God is healing. The knowledge of God is provision. So he said, you've got to pull down those imaginations. What are imaginations? They're illogical things. How many of y'all know the enemy comes at you with illogical, crazy stuff? He said, you're going to have to pull those down. And anything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Meaning, if it's not obedient to the word of God, I'm going to get rid of it. Meaning this, if it's not obedient to God, I ain't going to talk about it. Because how many of y'all know it goes from here, out here, to inside of here? We've got to be obedient to cast those things down in Jesus' name. Come on, how many of y'all getting some out of the Word today? Everything. Come on, let's go ahead and stand to our feet this morning. Everything that hath exalteth itself. So I'm going to ask you today, is there something in your life that has exalteth itself above the knowledge of God? Is there something that has exalteth itself above the knowledge of God? You're like, I've seen it so many times. I mean, this is the elephant in the room. It's COVID. How many times I've got that conversation, Pastor, I got COVID. Listen, COVID is not above the knowledge of God. Can I say that again? COVID is not above the knowledge of God. Neither is cancer. Neither is the flu. Neither is broken bones. It's not above the knowledge of God. Lack, defeat, failure, addiction, all of those things. Well, you know, his dad was addicted, so he's going to be addicted. His mama was addicted, so he's going to be addicted. No, that is trying to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And listen, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. So I'm going to think the things of God. I'm going to think things that are pure and lovely and honest, of a good report. That's how I'm going to live in rejoicing. See, the God of this world is trying to get inside of my mind. Are you getting that? He's trying to get inside of your mind. He's not trying to get inside of your heart, because he knows if he has your mind, he has your heart. He's not trying to get inside of your mouth. He's trying to get inside of your mind. And I'll say it again, you may have heaven on your heart, but you still got hell inside of your mind. You will still live in hell on earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is the truth. I see so many people. So I want to ask this morning, who in here is like that horse? That horse that just didn't think that he was free. But still, you've been thinking thoughts of condemnation. You've still been thinking thoughts of being bound. You're still thinking thoughts of, well, this is just who I am. This is iniquity from my mama. This is iniquity from my daddy. The Lord just wants me to be, you know, the Lord just wants me to go through this sickness. That is garbage. That's garbage. There's people that truly think that. Oh, the Lord put this on me. Lord gave me boils. I just love them. Thank you, Jesus, for the boils I have. Thank you, God, for hemorrhoids. Thank you, Jesus. No! That's a pain in the... And it's from the pit of hell. Amen? It says the thief, the klepto. And see, even in that, when you begin to think that way, he has stolen your thoughts. He's a thief. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God came to give life, and life more abundantly. If it don't have life, then I ain't gonna think it. Come on, those times where it's on the tip of your tongue, I so could tell this person about, you know, so-and-so, what he did. I'm telling you, that's the voice of the enemy. That's the voice of the enemy. Let's take every thought captive. This week, where the mind goes, the body follows. This week, the birds may fly over my head. I'll tell you right now, I think crazy stuff all the time about some of y'all in the room. You're like, I'd love to take pliers to their toenails and just make them wake up. I'm just going to be honest. But just because the birds fly over my head, I'm not going to let them land a nest inside of here. You know what's going to be nested? The Word of God. You know what's going to be nested? The power of the blood. You know what's going to be nested? Prayer. Things that are lovely and of a good report. Philippians 4, get that in your heart. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen? Come on, how many of y'all get something out of the Word today? Let's listen. Let's make it a point. Casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That means we pull them down. We say, no, no, no. That's not according to the Word. No, no, I'm not doing that. Get rid of it. When you speak the word, I'm telling you, faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. When fear enters, you speak faith, faith enters. And it may last a minute. Can we just be real? It may last just 30 seconds. But you keep speaking the word. Why would you stop anyway? Let's speak the word. Amen? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Be honest this morning. You say, you know what? I'm free in my heart, but not in my mind. Who is it? I'm free in my heart, but not in my mind. I see those hands. Amen. Be honest this morning. I'm free in my heart, but not in my mind. You say, Pastor, I'm like that stud horse you, or not stud horse, that horse that you talked about, that he had to be reminded that he wasn't crippled in that foot no more. And you've been reminded this morning, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You just got to start thinking free thoughts. Come on, keep your hand raised this morning. God, I breathe for the power of the Holy Spirit to arrest these minds right now in Jesus' name. May they see themselves as forgiven as you see them forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, that you have taken their sins from them. And so, Lord, I just pray right now, my heart goes out to these that have their hand raised, that may still live under condemnation, that still live under guilt. Lord, I pray right now, freedom in the room, that they would take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that as they begin to renew their mind, they would present their body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, pleasing unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And so, Lord, right now, anointing, anointing, pour on them from the top of their head to the soles to the tips of their toes. Break them. Break those mindsets. We curse those mindsets in Jesus' name. Healing come.
Thanks for joining us. We want to thank all of you who give to our ministries here at AOL Church. It's because of you that all of this is possible. You can give now by clicking the link below. And if you haven't already, subscribe and share this message. It helps us reach more people and share the gospel through you. Be sure to stay connected to us through our Church Center app, our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, and follow us on social media like Facebook and Instagram. May the Lord bless you and keep you. His face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. Thanks again for listening. Go and make a difference today.